subject, I couldn't believe my eyes. Hello, Stephen Shirley. I'm a middle-aged female, and I walked into one of my job sites one morning, and while walking down the hallway, I glanced into each one of the rooms as I was walking toward my office. The job site was pretty empty, as most folks are off for the summer. As I got halfway down the hallway, I looked into one of the rooms and saw something. I wasn't exactly sure what I had just seen. I went back to see it and was shocked out of my mind. One of my male coworkers was in the room with a female who is not his girlfriend that he lives with having sex. They stopped what they were doing and fixed their clothing, kind of nonchalantly, I might add, and walked out. I am totally disgusted. Oh, yeah, by the way, the door was wide open and they were in front of an open window. Side note, the young lady, using this term loosely, didn't even flinch. She didn't run and try to hide or cover up anything. The male perpetrator never said a word to me after the occurrence. What should I do? I haven't seen him since the incident, but I will eventually have to see him and work with him soon. Okay, Steve, I'm a little, I'm just a little thrown off here. Now, she said she walked into one of her job sites. I don't know, does she own the company or does she just work there?
She just works there. Just be different.
Yeah, yeah. Then she said she went to her office. Okay. Well, I mean, to that, I mean, what do you, there's nothing to do. You saw two people having sex. They do it all the time in offices everywhere. The crazy part is they usually, you know, I guess do it and don't get caught. But I'm not saying it's right or anything like that, and that's certainly not the place to do it. But, you know, there are people who love adventure and all of that. You want to know what should you do as a coworker? I don't know what you should do. Are you saying you should go to the boss? You want to know if you should go tell your boss or something like that? Probably not, because they'll get fired. But I don't know, honestly, that there is anything you can do. Just maybe never use the equipment in that room where they were doing it, hopefully, or anything. I mean, I don't know really what to tell you on this letter. I don't know. You caught two people, and that's just it as far as I'm concerned. Hopefully, you won't catch them again, and they won't be doing it again since they got caught. Steve, that's all I have for this letter. I don't know.
First of all, it ain't your damn business. It ain't your company. You ain't they boss. What you gonna tell, you ain't got no proof. And rude, let me help you understand something. The male perpetrator, stop calling the man a perpetrator, because a crime was not committed here. This was consensual. And once it's consensual, it's on and cracking. Obviously, lady, you ain't never had sex at your job before. But ain't nothing like it. I ain't like judge. I know this for a fact, but hell, ain't nothing like it. Workplace what? Sex. Oh, what a lunch break this is. Oh, my
I'm
goodness.
Getting caught.
You haven't worked. First of all, what makes work sex so interesting is you just supposed to be there working. Mm-hmm. Now, here she come in talking about, come on, let's go in here for a snack.
Oh,
hell,
right.
I got to go. Now, next thing you know, they all up in the window. Unless you've been in a window, you can't know the joy of being up in a window. Unless you've been the one up against the bulletin board, the one with all the messages on it, with some thumbtacks in it in your back. Unless you've been on the back of the boardroom door, you've been all on the conference table. The only one in there talking is y'all. You in there on the boss's new rug.
Yeah.
You got to get to you. You at the nurse on the nurse's workstation with tissue paper stuck all on you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.